Good Wednesday morning, beloved, and welcome to this Wednesday morning edition of 5 Minutes with Brother Dale. And today we are going to be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 21 through 38. Today's reading picks up the storyline from verse 20 in Luke's gospel. Jesus is named and circumcised on the eighth day after his birth. This is required by the law, that's found in Leviticus chapter 12, verse 3, to indicate belonging to the Lord and as a sign of the covenant God made with Abraham. And if you want to, you can study that over in Genesis chapter 17, verses 11 through 14. Mary and Joseph perform the ceremony of purification and bring Jesus to Jerusalem to be dedicated to the Lord. At the temple, they encounter Simeon and Anna, two elderly and devout people who testify to God's faithfulness in speaking about Jesus. And again, God's saving word for us this week is joy. So let's begin at Luke chapter 2, verse 21. A week later, when the time came for the baby to be circumcised, he was named Jesus, the name which the angel had given him before he had been conceived. The time came for Joseph and Mary to perform the ceremony of purification as the law of Moses commanded. So they took the child to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male is to be dedicated to the Lord. They also went to offer a sacrifice of a pair of doves or two young pigeons, as required by the law of the Lord. At that time, there was a man named Simeon living in Jerusalem. He was a good, God-fearing man who was waiting for Israel to be saved. The Holy Spirit was with him, and he had assured him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's promised Messiah. Led by the Spirit, Simeon went into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus into the temple to do for him what the law required, Simeon took the child in his arms and gave thanks to God. Now, Lord, you have kept your promise, and you may let your servant now go in peace. With my own eyes I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light to reveal your will to the Gentiles and bring glory to your people Israel. The child's father and mother were amazed at the things Simeon said about him. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is chosen by God for the destruction and the salvation of many in Israel. He will be a sign from God which many people will speak against and so reveal their secret thoughts. And sorrow, like a sharp sword, will break your own heart." There was a very old prophet, a widow named Anna, daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, and she had been married for only 7 years and was now 84 years old. She never left the temple. Day and night she worshipped God, fasting and praying. That very same hour she arrived and gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were waiting for God to set Jerusalem free. And today's key verse is Luke chapter 2, verses 30 and 31, where Simeon prayed, "With mine own eyes I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples." You know, it's interesting. Here is Mary and Joseph taking the infant Jesus to the temple to be circumcised, and the message that Simeon gives to Mary is really insightful. He said, "This child is chosen by God for the destruction and the salvation of many in Israel. He will be a sign from God which many people will speak against and so reveal their secret thoughts. And sorrow, like a sharp sword, will break your own heart." Oh my goodness, how these words would come true just 30 years later, as Mary would see her very own son, Jesus, in his passion being sacrificed for the sins of the world. How interesting, and how this prophecy had come true to the letter. Let's pray. Lord God, you keep your promises, and you promised Messiah has come to bring us your salvation. He is the light who reveals your will for us. Help me to grow in the knowledge of you and do what is pleasing in your sight. Glory to you, O Lord. Amen. Well, our time this Wednesday morning has come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading Luke chapter 2, verses 39 through 52, when Jesus is brought to the temple at age 12. Until tomorrow then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.